Tantor Audio presents Magnolia City by Duncan W. Alderson. Narrated by Dan John Miller. Chapter 1. She couldn't get a good look at his face, and it was driving her crazy. Esther Allen was glad she'd chosen the peacock mask. It allowed her to stand atop the grand staircase of the Warwick Hotel and peer at the stranger secretly through a mist of feather ends. Yellow silks and red satins fluttered by her. A lace petticoat flashed over a high-buttoned shoe. She could smell camellias mingling with car fumes, followed by streaks of perfume as women rushed by her into the lobby. Some of the hands she'd just shaken in the receiving line were cold and clammy, others fat and sweaty. She tried to recognize eyes behind the masks, a timbre of voice. Except for the new fellow down there in the leather jacket, everyone was wrapped in fantasy to attend tonight's masquerade ball, the 19th annual Notsuo Carnival of 1928. Her eyes kept flicking to him, parking his car under the porte cochere, although parking didn't really describe what she was seeing. It was more like a plane landing on water as the speedster came flowing to a stop, wearing its chrome like jewelry. It was, without doubt, the most beautiful car she'd ever seen. Top thrown back, all cream and white-wall tires, fenders gliding up and down, the spare bolted on its side like a shield. She had to know what kind of man would drive a car like that. But when she looked through the crowd, the brim of his hat was snapped down on one side, so all she could see of his face was the linear thrust of his jaw. Mentally, she sketched in the features hidden there.
Hetty! Hetty!
Esther's date, Lamar Russ, caught her attention with the nickname.